Week two of the high school football season is here. Locker room chats continuing across Northeast Kansas, featuring Valley Heights now with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Well, Coach, let's start here. Of course, you weren't able to get your game in last week, so you're still looking to get that first game in. That's already been pushed to Saturday this week. We'll talk about that in a moment, but can you provide just kind of an update where the team is at? You know, how are things looking in the preparation for this week?
Yeah, so we were notified last week that we had a positive case on our team, so we had to go into quarantine. We were able to start doing some modified practice stuff this week. And I know after 5 days off and missing the game last week, everybody's really itching to get back to it yesterday. And then on top of the way our season ended last year with COVID again. So to say that we're ready to play an actual game is an understatement at this point.
So obviously, you know, getting back on track and getting everybody healthy is the most important thing. But now in terms of the preparation this week, obviously for a game that was moved from Friday night to Saturday afternoon, one, does that kind of change the preparation? And two, just how's the prep been in general?
Preparation hasn't really changed a lot because we had the holiday weekend last weekend and we didn't practice Monday due to our quarantine rules. So we just treated yesterday like a Monday and just kind of going with a normal week here, just backing everything up a week for a day.
Valley Heights is going to get their first opportunity to play this season. They get Jeff County North on Saturday afternoon. We will break down that matchup when we come back. Continuing with our locker room chats here on the Kansas Land Airwaves, I'm Brandon Tem and joined by Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble getting set for their first game of the year on Saturday afternoon. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Well, Coach, how much preparation have you been able to put together for Jeff County North? They obviously had a chance to already play last week. Pleasant Ridge able to get a win, though, 24-22. Jeff County North had a chance at the end of the game to get a win, but they were unable to pull it out. How much do you know about Jeff County North and the challenges they present?
Yeah, they got a lot of good kids back from last year. They did lose their good tailback, but we've been able to scout them pretty much all weekend and kind of get ready for them here. They are a young team just like we are. The one thing that does worry me a little bit is they've had a chance to play a game already this year, and we're still looking for our first one.
Well, yeah, you kind of went right into my next point. I was going to ask about whether it's an advantage or a disadvantage, but you make it sound like it's more of a disadvantage on your end just for the fact that they've already gotten a live game under their belts.
Yeah, I'd say it's kind of 50-50 because we had a little more prep time than we usually would for them. But, you know, some of those silly mistakes that just come along with week one, I think they kind of got some of them out in their first game, and we might be dealing with some of that on Saturday.
Well, again, moved from Friday night to Saturday afternoon. Again, you get Jeff County North. You know, just overall in general, with it being your first game, what do you want to see, and what are a few keys to victory?
I'd say I just want to see our kids compete. We've still got a lot of unanswered questions, obviously not being able to play a game yet this year. And nothing is a better test than going out and being able to play somebody else. So just answering some of those questions that we really won't know until we get into a game.
Well, just happy you guys are going to have a chance to get back on the field for your week one game. Technically, it's week two, but your first game of the year, Saturday afternoon against Jeff County North. Good luck this week, Coach. Appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.